Chapter 2. Insecure. As I was getting ready to work on this book, I was actually in the bathroom coloring the gray out of my hair. I sat there for a minute and I looked up at myself and I realized my hair has always been like a weird metaphor for all the things I've been insecure about. I say that because I've never been able to really do anything significant with my hair. I had this sort of bizarre, wavy, curly, bushy, won't lay down, won't stand up in certain places head of hair. I didn't think too much about it as a kid, but my parents really never cut my hair. In all my school pictures, my hair is just some sort of massive out of control thing on my head. It wasn't until junior high years that it became an issue. So when everyone's doing the 80s perm or the spiky mullet rat tail cut, I'm stuck with this hair that God gave me. I just wanted to be the kid who could fit in, but my hair literally wouldn't do any of it. Couldn't spike it up because it was too curly and wavy. Couldn't lay it down because it was too unruly. I couldn't even do the 80s mullet or rat tail because it curled all the way up in the back. I tried everything. I tried gel, I tried laying it down, I tried putting it in a hat. My hair just said no. In some ways, my hair was linked to the issue of me finally becoming secure in who I was and the way that God made me. Now, I'm not a Christian at the time. That's junior high. So really, there wasn't anything to build security in my life. Many things in my life were very much in flux, very much in turmoil. But as I embraced who Christ was at 15, I began to pore over scripture, began to read God's truth over and over. The verse that began to stick out to me is the one that references the idea that there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. As this pertains to hip-hop, this is a problem because it's sad to say I had to disguise my whiteness in a lot of ways. In fact, growing up in South Florida, the highest compliment I could have ever gotten was for someone to say, "Hey, are you Cuban or Puerto Rican?" And as a rapper, you really weren't allowed to rock a white boy haircut in the 90s, so the cut that I had to get by de facto to blend in, it was called the fade. And thank God Golden Child was learning how to cut hair back then, so he always gave me a really nice fade. If I had a tan, a fade, and a goatee, I could pass for Hispanic. I didn't ever really try to pass myself off as that, but if I could just make people do a double take, it was enough to essentially give me one more opportunity to be accepted. I had no other option than to get my hair cut every 3 to 4 weeks to keep that hairstyle looking right. For the first time in my life, I didn't have to do anything else except that. My hair did exactly what I wanted it to do. It just sat there. If you see most pictures of me for most of my life and most of my career, it's always been that short cropped cut. Because of that, it requires I don't have to do anything. So I've had that haircut for a very long time. I remember one time right before my collaboration's album photo shoot, for no particular reason, I just decided to get some highlights. In hindsight, this makes no sense. And of course, Golden Child, my barber for life, handled it for me. I kind of came out looking like a speckled hen. Todd Collins, my producer at the time, told me if I wanted to be accepted in the Christian music industry, I would have to grow my hair out. He said I couldn't look like a legitimate backpack rapper. I had to look like a really acceptable white guy from middle America. So it came back to my hair again. I fought against the idea at first. Eventually, I grew it out anyway. I did the silly compromise just to try to be accepted. In many ways, most of what I've done for most of my life has been based on fear and insecurity. I made a lot of decisions out of fear of failure, or fear of being poor, or fear that everyone who doubted me would be proven right. I've even made decisions because I was afraid all my insecurities about my own appearance would be proven right. In many of those decisions, I forgot who God was, and I forgot really about who I was. It's taken me years to finally be comfortable in my own skin, to be completely honest. As I was thinking about all this, in light of the fact that I've really embraced who I am, I'm a little goofy, I'm a little serious. I'm very hip-hop, but I'm also very pop. It took me most of my adulthood to finally get to this point. I say this with all the idea that 10 minutes ago I'm staring into a mirror putting Just For Men into my hair. So nobody knows that I have the gray because I'm on the other side of the procedure. I'm a guy pushing my mid-40s, still doing a genre that's primarily for the youth. I'm still taking steps to throw you off the scent again, whether that's dyeing the gray out of my hair or keeping it cut short. In order to look younger, I keep my facial hair cut short. I'll be honest. Some of this is really about just playing the proper role. I understand, just like anyone else, I have to quote-unquote put the suit on before I do my job. Of course, there's still a part of me that struggles with the same insecurities. Those insecurities, on one hand, make me great. On the other hand, they continue to dog me and keep me from seeing who Christ should really be in my life. Does that mean I'm going to let the gray come back in my hair anytime soon? Absolutely not. What it does mean is that these things serve to remind me to dive deep into God's word to understand who I am. I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. The uniqueness of who I am is a beautiful thing to be celebrated, never be downplayed. It's meant to be completely embraced.